Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting third. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano takes first base on ball four. Joshua moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norwood, who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Joshua scores. Lescano goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Thormudsgaard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bostock moves to third. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Weiniger moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. 2 outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Cubbage scores. It's Brewers, 2, Twins, 2. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Norwood. Joshua reaches second base with a double. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Joshua moves to third. 1 out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joshua tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. 2 outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kirkpatrick tags and scores. two outs. It's 4-2, Brewers. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. Tom Johnson now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Money hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norwood. Money reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money scores. It's 6-2, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Haney scoops up the ball and tags Bostock for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew bunts towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smalley moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Joshua hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Serum now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Yount trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-3 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Haney reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Joshua hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norwood, who is chasing the ball. Joshua reaches third base with a triple. Davis scores. Haney scores. It's 8-2, Brewers. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sorensen. Carew scores. It's 8-3, Brewers. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Norwood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Brewers. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Bostock goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-5 Brewers. Bob McClure now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 8-6, Brewers. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-4 in the game. Heil is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiniger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.